Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chafav mentions a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. There are some argoris, Rav Nachman and Rav Shimon. And that machlokes is what the status is of a person who's choshud al ha'arayos, a person who's suspect of being over on gilui arayos. What is his status for idos? Rav Nachman says that he's kosher le'idos, and Rav Sheshes says that he's pasul le'idos. And some Yishonim begin to analyze this machlokes. There's very complex analysis, and there's a number of different pshatim about what exactly are the reasons for Rav Nachman and the reasons for Rav Sheshes. Why is it that Rav Nachman rejects Rav Sheshes, and why is it that Rav Sheshes rejects Rav Nachman? I want to just go through a couple of those reasons right now. The basic reason that people give in terms of this machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is that they're arguing that what type of rasha is pasul for edus. Is only a rasha of chamas, a rasha who's suspect of doing crimes for the sake of money, pasul edus, in which case this person who does crimes for the sake of satisfying his body, not necessarily for money, is not pasul, because we don't necessarily know whether he's going to do a crime for the sake of money. Whereas any rasha, any person who does averos, pasul le'idos, even if it's not, even if he's, the reason that he does those averos is not for the sake of money. And if this were the case, it would be a machlokas. This machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes would parallel a machlokas on Daf Chaf Zayin between Abaye and Rava about whether you need a rasha de chamas, a rasha will take money to do averos, or does averos for money, in order to be pasul, or whether any rasha, even if he doesn't do his averos for money, becomes pasul le'idos. That's the starting point of Rishonim. They say, it seems that the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes parallels the machlokas between Abaye and Rava about whether a rasha de chamas is necessary, or whether a stam rasha is sufficient to create a pasul le'idos. However, the Rishonim, Balamar, the Ramban, the Ran, and others take it beyond this. They point out it could be that everyone agrees that one requires a rasha de chamas in order to be pasul le'idos. However, the machlokes is about how to define a rasha de chamas. On the one hand, a rasha de chamas is somebody like a gazlan. It's a paradigmatic rasha de chamas who steals. He's over on the avera of those sigzal for the sake of monetary gain. But one could also explain that a rasha de chamas is a person who is over on averos in order to get some sort of benefit. So in this case, you have the physical benefit is acquisition of money. But in other cases, perhaps the physical benefit is bodily satisfaction. So perhaps a person who's chashur al Ha'arayos is considered full-fledged Rasha de Chamas because he's over on Averos for the purpose of physical pleasure, and we wouldn't differentiate between being over on Averos to gain money and being over on Averos to gain physical gratification, even though those are two very different types of satisfaction. What they have in common is that it's being over on Averos for gashmiistic reasons, not for ideological reasons, but for gashmiistic reasons. So could be the machlokas is whether rasha de chamas is necessary or not. It could be about whether this satisfies the criteria of being a rasha de chamas. Another way in which this can be measured is a little bit different, and that is, does one need a rasha who's ra La Shamayim and Ra La Brios, a Rasha who commits an Avera both being Adam La Chaveru and being Adam La Makum, right? Or can one suffice with a Rasha De Chamas, or a Rasha who only is Ra La Shamayim? So in this case, let's say that a Ba Al Ha'erva is maybe only Ra La Shamayim, and that's why there's a machlokes whether it's pasul le'idos. He's only ra'al ha'shamayim, because after all, a person can be ba'al ha'erva with the consent of that erva, in which case there's no ra'al le'brios. It's only ra'al ha'shamayim. Both of them are committing an act which is bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but from the perspective of the two of them, they're both happy with it. So it's Ra'al HaShemayim and not Ra'al HaBrios. Is that sufficient to create a Psol Eidos, or does one need to do an act which is Ra'al HaBrios in order to create a Psol Eidos, in which case this would not suffice? Or Rav Nachman, who says that a Chasher Al HaArayos is Chasher Le'idos, would say that it's because it's only Ra'al HaShemayim and not Ra'al HaBrios. And Rav Sheshes, who says Pasul, says Ra'al HaShemayim is sufficient. Alternately, again, just as we did earlier, transitioning between a machlokas in din to a machlokas in gedarim, a machlokas about definitions, one could argue that according to Rav Nachman, this is defined as simply Ra'al HaShemayim and not as Ra'al HaBrios. And according to Rav Sheshes, maybe even with the consent of the two, or maybe just this general action, is defined as being both Ra'al HaShemayim and Ra'al HaBrios. That's why Rav Sheshes will be posel, because he defines this as a more stringent iser. It's something which is also Ra'al HaBrios, and Rav Nachman will be machshir, because in his view, chashur al ha'arayos is not necessarily chashur on being on doing things which is Ra'al HaBrios, which is bad, you know, which is bin adam lechavero, but rather only bin adam lamakum. And this probably depends in terms of, it's only a chashash, we're only suspecting him of this or that. So the question is, to what degree do we suspect him based on the past evidence that we have? We suspect him of you know, only being Goel Arayos with their consent, or do we suspect him of even doing it without their consent? That could be another way of explaining the machlokas. So now, so far, we have four pshatim about how to explain the machlokas. We'll summarize later, Be'ezras Hashem. Should be noted that up until now we've been assuming that Chashon al Ha'arayos means a person who we have Adam who came and said that he once was Boel Arayos, and therefore he's suspect from now on, you know, that he may revert to that practice or continue that practice at any time. However, the Baal Amar objects to this. The Baal Amar says that the word Chashud al Ha'arayos, one who's suspected of being Boel Arayos, does not mean that one was Boel Arayos. It means only that one is suspected. In other words, that maybe there's Edom that there was Yichud, that he, you know, he was Miyachin with Arayos, but we don't know whether anything took place while he and the Arava were in seclusion. Or maybe it means that there's just a call. You know, there's a rumor that he's over on Arayos, but there's no concrete evidence that he ever was. And again, we don't know whether he did anything or not. He's simply suspect. He's a subject of rumors. So there, Rav Nachman says he's kosher le'idos because we have no concrete evidence. Rav Sheshes says that he's pasul le'idos because these rumors are sufficient to cause us to worry that maybe he's pasul le'idos and maybe he's a rasha de chamas. And the question, so that maybe is another thing. The question is, how much do we trust in these rumors? That goes even beyond that, because the Baal Amar elaborates and explains that Rav Sheshes, who says that he's pasul le'idos, may pasul him because the very fact that a person is subject to rumors may be an incriminating piece of evidence. The Torah says not only that a person should not do averos, but also that a person should not be suspected of doing averos. And even though ordinarily when one is suspected of doing averos, he's not punished, but allowing oneself to be suspected of being Boel Arayos is such a serious crime, because it means that he must have committed some, you know, misdemeanor or you know, been not careful in Halachos of Tzniyos in some way, that otherwise how would this suspicion have fallen upon him, that we actually give a person Malkos for allowing himself to be the victim or the subject, perhaps valid subject, of suspicion for being Boel Arayos. So Rav Nachman will say, look, you know, in the end of the day, it's only a suspicion. Indeed, you know, maybe it's, you know, Yichud may not even be an Avera at certain times, may not be an Avera, not an Avera Gemura, or at least people don't treat it as an Avera, because Yichud, in most circumstances with an erva, is an avera, but people don't think of it as such a big avera, so therefore he doesn't think he's doing an avera. But certainly Eidos Sheker, which everyone thinks of as an avera, he would never do. Whereas Rav Sheshes says no, allowing oneself to be the subject of suspicion is itself an avera, and therefore he is pasul. It's an Avera which has Malkus, which makes it even more likely that he should be Pasul. Rav Nachman might answer back that no, the Malkus maybe is only Drabanon, or that even though it's the, you know, the, that person who does this Avera can receive Malkus, nevertheless, you know, people still don't view it as such a serious Avera. They certainly don't view it as seriously, what Rav Nachman would say, as being made Eidos Sheker. And finally, going back to the pshat, again, what I said right now, there's two basic pshatim about what it means to be chashar al ha'arbayos. The Ramban says that it means that there's concrete evidence that he was boel erva, and that the machlokis could either be about whether Rasha de Hamas is necessary or not necessary. It could be about whether Rasha de Hamas is defined as one who's over for the sake of money or one who's over for the sake of physical gratification. It could be a machlokis about whether one suffices with Rala Shamayim, the Eino Rala Brios, to become Pasol Eidos. It could be a machlokis about whether someone who's Chashad Al Ha'erva is a suspect of being Rala Brios, or whether he's only suspect of being Rala Shamayim. Those were all within the Ramban. And the Balamar said that Chashad Al Ha'erva means that there is either a rumor or Edim that he had Yichud, in which case the machlokis might be about the extent to which we trust rumors, where Rav Nachman would say we don't trust them very much, and Rav Sheshet says that we do trust them. It may be an extent to which we view the seriousness of being a subject of rumors or the seriousness of being misyached, where Rav Nachman would say people don't view it seriously, or perhaps even it isn't as serious because it only gets Malkus to Rabbanon, whereas Rav Sheshet says no, either people view it very seriously, they take Yichud seriously, they take being the subject of bad rumors seriously, or the Torah takes it seriously because it gets Malkus Medioraisa, Machlokus about the status of those Malkus, or perhaps he says it, even if they don't take it even if people don't take it seriously, it's sufficient to get Malkus. Just one other quick point that the Ramban brings down. There's some Gersos in the Gemara where they say Yitzro Tokvo. Rav Nachman is Machshir, this Boel Arayos Le'edos, because he has like a big Yitzro Hara for this. So Averos that a person has such a big Yitzro Hara for, so we can't draw any conclusions from there about what they would do when it came to when it comes to being made Eidos Sheker, because there's not such a big Yetzer Hara to be made Eidos Sheker. So that would be another reason that the Ramban brings from some Gersos to be Machshir in this case of Chashad Al Ha'arayos. Maybe even though he's over on Arayos, that's because there's such a big Yetzer Hara, but when it comes to Eidos Sheker, he wouldn't be made Eidos Sheker because there's a smaller Yetzer Hara for that. Again, the assumption there is that he's Pasol Eidos because of the Chashash Sheker and not Pasol Eidos because of not Pasol Le'edos because of the Shem Rasha, which we discussed earlier. But yeah, Iker, so we have a lot of different factors according to either interpretation of what Chashad Al Ha'arayos means, whether it means he's known to be Boel Arayos or whether it simply means that he's suspect, the subject of rumors, or that he's Misyachid. And the Kobi Machlokis in Din about what are the criteria for making a person Pasol Le'edos. It could be a machlokas in definitions about whether this person who's Boel Arayos or Chashad Al Ha'arayos matches those criteria of doing an aver of sufficient, you know, stringency or for the wrong reasons, etc.